Otter Fringe 4. Beats watching reruns. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians 3 and 12. Alright? Because there is a question here. When the soul dies, it does not go out of existence, because we find over there in Luke, the 16th chapter, where there were men, okay, after death. They're very much alive. And you know one thing? That poor man, that rich man in hell, thought that sending Lazarus over there could shake those people up some other way. The Lord said, they have the law and the prophets. Let them hear them. So that's always good. The one thing is, I want to turn your attention to something that was said here. First of all, wherefore, as the Holy Spirit saith, Hebrews 3, 7 through 18. Okay? I want to clarify what these people were in Hebrews. These people, this book was written to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. They weren't Gentiles. They were not Gentiles. And wherefore, where the word there of the Holy Spirit might be applied to me, it was not addressed to me. Talking about not having things addressed to you. I don't know any word to use when I'm talking to somebody except you. And if the Bible says you, it means me. In 1 Thessalonians, knowing this, brethren, your election of the Lord, that was spoken to a Gentile church. And Gentile is what I is. Now you said, I don't believe he just said that. I want you to take that. Because I am a Gentile in the flesh. Now, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, in the day of the temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with them in that generation, meaning a race of people, and said, they do always err in their heart, and have not known my way. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren. And this is the same, brethren, when we see a person. Listen, over, like when I was traveling in the Philippines, I looked at an American, Pat, and I said, hey, brother, how you doing? We didn't have any connotation. What it means also is a neighbor. Holy brethren, this was written to holy brethren. But only the holy brethren will hear. I want you to go back to 1 Corinthians 2 and 13. Why does not the natural man obey the will of God? It's because he is discerned. Romans 8 and 7 says, for the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. And it says, you shall not enter into my rest. Then it talks where Pat said, take heed, brethren. He was quoting here. Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another while it is called today. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcass fell in the wilderness, and to whom sware he, They shall not enter into my rest, but them that believe not. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. This was not heaven. This was the payoff of an obedience to a covenant of works. It wasn't to the covenant of grace. But Romans 15 and 4 lists seven different things, verses 10, 1 through 6, and it says, now these were our examples, that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted, and were overthrown in the wilderness. And it goes, neither. Well, I'll just turn over there, since we're here. And we do learn lessons. If we don't learn lessons, my job, my calling is to call people back to the truth. It said that they were all under the cloud and passed through the sea. And in verse 4, and did all drink the spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. 1 Corinthians 10 and 4. But with many of them God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. And brother, I know you've done some good debating on this deviant lifestyle. Loose in America. That's a thing. They need to check that word out. Rose up to play. And it says, neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed. And this is talking about spiritual fornication, and fell in one day, 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ. They tempted Christ. Some of them also tempted and were destroyed as serpents. Neither murmured ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed. Now all these things happen to them for examples. And they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Yes, that's right. A once saved, always saved does preach. You take heed. The Holy Spirit, He is acting in concert with the Word of God, and He is calling you to repentance. And if you repent not, you've gone back to the vomit as the dog, or the wallowing as the sow, and you never were a sheep of God. And I do use that, because the Lord used that analogy. They do not follow a stranger. I make no apology for that. Oh, they might get out here. Did you know that even in 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, a church is told to exclude a person? Says deliver him over to Satan. For what? For the destruction of the flesh. That he might be saved. That he might be saved. That he might be... Listen, we're in the business of converting them. Don't let sin loose in the church. Clean it out with the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit will use it. And if you're here tonight, I'll just tell you, if you're on the backside of Jesus Christ, and living for Him, He will bring you home. If you're one of His, He will bring you home. And it says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. I want you to notice that in this Hebrews 3 and 10, what about these people? They never knew God's way. Wherefore I was grieved with them and that generation. They do always err in their heart, and they have not known my way. He's talking about the Jewish people mentioned in this. Are you one that won't listen to the Lord? They never believed the gospel. Hebrews 4 and 12, for unto us the gospel was preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Where does the faith come from? Hope maketh us not ashamed, for the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given to us. Galatians 5 and 6, it says, faith works by love. And if you don't have the love of God in His Word, you won't believe in His Word. If you don't have the love of God in your heart by the Holy Spirit, you won't believe in Christ. You won't come home because you never belonged there until the Lord saves you from your sins and brings you home. It says here, they believed not the gospel. They were unbelievers. Hebrews 3 and 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. I ask you here tonight, are you a believer in Jesus Christ for salvation? That's probably one of the only... And how do you become a child of God? Please tell this congregation how you become a child of God. For He came unto His own, and His own received Him not, but to as many as received Him. Listen to this. John, the first chapter, and I will turn over there because Brother Pat, my eyesight only allows me to read out of the Bible. John, the first chapter, verse 11, it says, He came unto His own, John 1 and 11, and His own received Him not, but to as many as received Him, to them gave He the power or the authority to become the children of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. All the promises that God says that He will keep His sheep. And I am a shepherd. I love to talk about sheep. And I love to talk about wolves. And I love to talk about other sheep. That's my business. I don't make any apology for that. Are you a sheep of God? Will you follow Him? Or will you follow the vain deceit of this world? And it says here, that which is born of, not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Full, not partially full. He is grace-filled. That's why I tell people to come to Christ for salvation. He is grace-filled. Over there in Acts 18:27, when Paul went up there into Acacia, it said he went up there to see some people who had believed through grace. Where do we get the faith? It is not by being persuaded of men. It is by being persuaded by the grace of God. And that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. How many good works? Do you have somebody telling you you've got to do good? We are predestinated to do good works and to be conformed to His image. And if you're not, make your calling and election sure. That's the kind of gospel I preach. And that's straight out of the old book. It says Moses was one who died in the wilderness. We know that. Mark 9 and 2 through 5, we saw him on the Temple Mount. Now the Bible does not say that Ananias and Sapphira were children of God, but we're not talking about that, are we? Adam fell, which was the son of Enos. And I believe you did bring up an argument on that, and you might have thought, Well, he just glided over that one. But listen to this. God did not leave Adam to himself. The same verse that says that Adam went to hell says that Jesus was a baby and that his stepfather and Mary opened a shoe shop in Samaria. Right under that verse. You'll never find where Adam went to hell. But you will find where God went to him and called him and asked him, "Where are you?" This is what the Holy Spirit does when He shows you that you're a sinner and that you admit that you are a sinner and you're given the belief to trust on Jesus Christ. And then with the heart, you are going to confess. Romans 10:25. And it says, I'll just read this because I just have a few minutes, right, Brother Brown?
4 minutes.
I've got enough time to end. Listen, I've seen my whole life flash before me in 4 minutes. In Genesis, the 3rd chapter, it says here, notice here, verses 8 through 10, "And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called to Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?" In the Hebrew it actually says, he went thundering down there through judgment. You know why? God is of purer eyes than to behold sin. Habakkuk 1:13. Pulpits in America have gone soft on sin. And as a result, they've gone soft on salvation. And I'm not soft on either one by God's grace. It says here, "And the Lord God," notice they're all capitals, "the Lord God Jehovah called Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden and was afraid because I was naked and hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" I'll tell you what the devil came. The devil came sowing doubt. He said, "Oh, listen, God doesn't, you're not going to die." That word there in the Hebrew, Brother Donahue, is ma'ud. And it means to go through a metaphysis. It means you are going to go. He didn't fall over dead with a heart attack there in the garden, but he did go through a change. What was it? He was out of fellowship with the Lord. He couldn't walk anymore with Him. And the man said, "The woman which thou gavest me." And they've been blaming womankind ever since. Let me skip over that. "And the Lord said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou cursed above all cattle. And then it said, I will put enmity between thy seed and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow." And then in verse 17 he said, "Because you've hearkened unto the voice of the wife, never in the written word of God will you find that Adam died and went to hell." How many minutes? 1 minute. King Saul? No. The crown of life. Fear not these things. Apostasy teachers. Apostasy teaches that this crown is life. You only get a crown. Listen. You only get a crown after you've won the race. These crowns are held out in heaven. There's no man going to take anything from you because that would be robbery. And in heaven, let me tell you this, there's nothing there that will defile. There are no robbers. There are no thieves. So if you've got to take my crown of life, you got to follow me to heaven. You got to be one of those burglars that get by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's
not going to happen. May God bless you. Pat, thank you for your time.